McCosker.
Live from Toronto, this is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you in part by Microsoft on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a fun and accessible technology show where everything is discussed in plain English, even if you still use your VCR and if it's still blinking 12 o'clock. Sure, we cover tech topics like computers, great websites, television, cell phones, and digital cameras, but it's all in a language you can understand and none of that technical jargon, honest. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCam. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web camera. And you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. And that, by the way, is with text, voice, or video. So I hope everyone is enjoying their weekend and getting the day off tomorrow. I hope you're getting that family day off tomorrow. One thing families might be doing, especially if there's still freezing rain, is spending time indoors watching movies. And our kids love movie night at our place. And now that I've gotten them into Star Wars and Indiana Jones flicks, mom and dad like movie night too. No more wiggles at our house. It's a good thing. So today's Tech Talk theme is how to set up your home theater. Perhaps you've purchased a high-definition television, also known as HDTV, taken it home, out of the box, plugged it into the wall. Well, now what? This hour, we'll discuss how to optimize your television and your speakers for a true home theater experience. Joining me until 1 p.m. today to take your calls is Jordan Levy from the Computer and Electronic Toy Store Company. Welcome back to the show, Jordan.
Thank you, Mark.
Jordan was last here. I think you were here, two times ago, you were here to talk about fixing your PC, how to set up your PC to make it work like new. And we'll talk about your services in a moment where you make house calls to do just that. Then the last time you were here, it was setting up a wireless network, I believe. The advantages of setting up Wi-Fi and VoIP using web cameras and microphones to chat for free over the internet. And today we're thrilled to have you here to talk about setting up your TV, your DVD player, your surround sound speakers, what this all means, how to set it all up. Or if you're not technically inclined, Jordan does make house calls. You can go to concreteideas.ca to learn about what he does, and he will come to your home and affordably get things working for you in case you're not technically savvy to do it yourself. But hopefully throughout this hour, we will give you a number of tips, especially Jordan, on setting up your home theater, even some advice on cables, you know, how much you should be looking at to spend on cables and which kind of cables to use. So we'll get through a lot this hour, but you can go to concreteideas.ca to book an appointment with Jordan to come to your home. And if you mention CFRB, you will get 15% off the services. Is that right, Jordan?
Yes.
Also, awesome. Okay. So let's open the lines and let's hear from you if you've got questions about setting up your home theater. Perhaps you've got questions about those cables, how to eliminate those black bars on each side of the TV screen if you're not watching high-definition footage, how to connect a DVD player or Blu-ray machine. There are no dumb questions on this show. And chances are, if you've got something on your mind that you want to ask, someone else does as well. So give us a call while we've got an expert with us for the hour to have your questions answered on setting up your home theater, to optimize the performance. You might have a great TV that you bought, and you might have went out and bought a nice stereo receiver and surround sound speakers, but if it's not set up properly, you're not getting the most out of your investment. I'll tell you about our prizes in a moment, but the numbers to call in are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255. It's a free call on your cell phone. Once again, to call into Tech Talk, 416-872-1010, toll-free outside of the GTA, 1-800-561-CFRB. And it's also a free call on your cell phone. Just punch in star talk. That's *8255 to have your question or comment on the air today relating to our theme, which is setting up your home theater in time for family day. All right, we've got two prizes that are completely unrelated to our theme, but hey, they're free giveaways nonetheless. The first caller after the 12:30 break is going to win a Microsoft Habu mouse. This is a gaming mouse developed in partnership with Razer. This is a gaming peripheral company. So if you are a serious hardcore computer gamer and you like to play those shooters or role-playing games or strategy games, this is a what they call a high-definition mouse for incredible precision and comfort. It retails for $80. It's the Microsoft Habu, H-A-B-U mouse, going to the first caller after 12:30. Then the last caller on Tech Talk just before 1 p.m. will win the Microsoft Natural Ergonomic Keyboard 4000. This is a, It's called an ergonomic keyboard because the buttons are tilted slightly, but it's not that crazy inverted one that looks, you know, really crazy. So it's only a few degrees inverted. It works with both Windows and Macs, and it has one-touch access buttons to your, you know, webcam chatting, your favorite website, search engine, and even buttons for music to turn up and down. So if you're still using that keyboard that came with your computer, you're going to want to win this terrific one worth $80. It works with both Windows and Macs, and that's going to the last caller before 1 p.m. Again, the numbers to reach us on Tech Talk and News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB. Start Talk on your cell phone. We're joined by Jordan Levy from Computer and Electronic Toy Store. And Jordan is here to answer your calls about setting up your home theater. And we'll also talk to Jordan about his service where he goes to your home and does it for you. Before we go to the lines, and Jordan, if I may, I just wanted to talk for a couple minutes about this trip that my family just went on. We got back yesterday afternoon. I took my kids, my wife and I took our kids to Great Wolf Lodge in Niagara Falls. If you haven't been there and you've got kids, this is amazing. This lodge has I don't even know how many thousand square feet it is, but this indoor water park that you may have heard about or even been to, my kids went nuts. And we had a great time. Our room was gorgeous, and the people that work there are amazing. So I wanted to just give them a plug on the air. Not to mention, there is a technology angle here. I know you're listening to a show called Tech Talk. Check this out. When you check in, so you don't have to carry keys and money and all that, because, like a hotel room key, I mean, because you're spending time in your bathing suit, you get this little wristband that you'd wear that kind of looks like the one you would get at a theme park, but it's got this wireless, I don't even know if it's RFID technology, radio frequency identification tag, but it's basically got this little chip inside. So whenever you want to buy something at the store or gift shop or get into your locker or even your hotel room, all you do is press your wristband up to a little sensor and it's charged to your room. Is that cool, Jordan? It's pretty wild stuff. So, like, you know, my kids wanted to get something from the gift shop, this little cute wolf, and all you do is give her your wristband, the woman that worked there, and that was it. Charged to your room. And same with getting into your room, same with getting into a locker, because you can stay after you check out. You can swim all day. And amazing. Cool technology. I would like that in any hotel, to be honest with you. Just have a little wristband while I'm staying there and use that to charge everything, although that can be a bit dangerous. But anyways, a great stay at Great Wolf Lodge. I highly recommend it if you have not been there. My kids went crazy at this place. Amazing. All right. But I digress. Let's get back to our theme, setting up a home theater. Jordan Levy is our guest. Before we go to the lines, Jordan, let's talk a bit about concreteideas.ca is your website, Computer and Electronic Toy Store, Inc. So you make house calls, and not only do you fix computers, but you now set up things in the home theater. So what kind of things would you help customers with?
Help just about with everything. I try to simplify things. A lot of times people get overwhelmed with their computer or their new TV per se, and I try to come in and make it simpler, explain why we're doing certain things. So I do everything from house calls with getting rid of viruses, there's some new hardware, or if you've already bought your hardware and you're a little overwhelmed, which many people do, I try to simplify it. I can move your information over and or do the cabling or a physical new installation.
But when it comes to setting up your home theater, you'll do things like you can mount someone's TV to their wall for them if they have a flat panel TV?
Everything.
Okay, so you do that. You set up speakers around the room?
Do the speakers. Okay. I do the wiring. People basically get it very nice setup as far as I'd like it here, 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 and unless there's a stud in that location, I do my best to put it exactly where you want it.
And you'll fish cables through the walls, you're saying? And
fish cables.
Okay.
Guide you on which to buy. Try my best with my knowledge to guide you which components work well with one another.
Okay. Before we go to our first break, Jordan, let's go to Sanjeev in Mississauga. I believe he has a question about speakers. Hi, Sanjeev.
Hey, nice show.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, I've actually bought a home theater and a TV separately, and just wanted to know, I mean, I know how to install the front speakers and where to install those. That's fairly easy. But I'm really just wanted a little bit clarity on how to get the subwoofer, how to install that. And you know what? What is its overall function? I mean, maybe a dumb question, but you know what?
No, not a dumb question at all. Yeah. So basically a subwoofer, and I'll let Jordan answer about where to set it up. A subwoofer is what delivers that low-end bass out of your movies and TV shows. When you hear about 5.1 surround sound, that 0.1 is the subwoofer. It's a slightly larger speaker, and I'll let Jordan take it from here, but that's what delivers that, you know, teeth-rattling bass. So when a dinosaur in Jurassic Park stomps on the ground, that's what gives you that rumbling effect. So Jordan, how do you set up a subwoofer? And we need to be a bit brief here.
Subwoofers are generally placed in a corner of a room. A lot of times people put them near a wall so they can get that extra bass, even though it does deliver the bass. Typically they're facing down in the unit itself. It will have little feet on it so it can breathe, right, whether it be a hardwood floor or something
so
like that.
So you put it on the floor, and it is a multi-directional speaker. You could put it anywhere, but home theater enthusiasts like putting it in a corner because it bounces the sound off.
Exactly, behind the TV to give the full effect if all your speakers are facing you, or behind the couch or something like that.
Right, you want it out of the way.
Yeah.
Great question, Sanjeev. We're going to take a short break, return to the calls, and give away some prizes too. But now the time is 12:18. So, there we go. Thanks, Dwayne. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza All-Day Traffic Center.
And an icy drive continues, certainly this afternoon, on the major routes, so do drive accordingly. Good news, though, if you're on the eastbound side of the 401 between Avenue Road and Yonge Street, all collector lanes are currently reopening. It looks like that earlier collision has been cleaned up. Crews are still blocking the collector lanes as you make your way towards Yonge. They are salting there. Westbound 401 approaching Trafalgar, the right lane is closed. The vehicle is on its roof. Police are on the scene there. We have reports of a collision westbound 407 approaching Yonge Street in the right lane. No police are on the scene as of yet. On the eastbound QEW, the off-ramp to Cawthra is blocked off. That because of another collision in town. Markham Road is closed both directions south of Ellesmere. That's for a collision investigation. And we have crane hoisting northbound on University. All northbound lanes are closed between Queen and Dundas. CFRB traffic for Toronto.com. City survival tip number 82. The higher the price, the smaller the entree. Find restaurants and more on Toronto.com. Be in the know. I'm Jennifer Crook, Skywatch Traffic.
The Bill Carroll Morning Show.
Mark Siegel, Benazir Bhutto's longtime friend and advisor. Who do you think killed her? What's your instinct on it?
I think it's very important that we find out. I do know that, majority of the people of Pakistan think that the government was involved, and that's an unhealthy thing. And the only way to clear that up would be to have an independent UN investigation. We can't have Musharraf conducting an investigation when so many people think he was directly involved.
On the next Bill Carroll Show.
Our very first Family Day show will feature, well, family, of course, which could be really annoying because they're just kids.
The Bill Carroll Show, weekday morning 6 till 10, on Toronto's Place to Talk, CFRB.com, and News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Hi, and welcome to Lazy Boy Furniture.
Wow, sofas!
Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries.
Amazing sofas!
For your living room?
Look at all the gorgeous sofas. Wow, and look at that leather. Lazy Boy sells sofas.
So you were looking for...
Sofas, beautiful sofas everywhere. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Comfort, it's what we do.
Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries.
Drop in and experience all the great Lazy Boy sofas for yourself. Come in today.
Your heart starts to pound. The sizzling dance energy washes over you as the timeless story begins. Dirty Dancing. Spectacular. Dazzling. Live. Dirty Dancing. The classic story on stage, now at the Royal Alexandra Theatre, delivers on all the magic. For tickets, call 416-872-1212 or get online at Mervish.com to have the time of your life.
I'm standing in Country Style's Turn Up a Winner Prize Warehouse. Since every coffee is a winner, there are tons of prizes. There's the grand prize Hyundai Elantra GLS, 15 Transat Holidays trips to the Grand Oasis Marion Puerto Plata, plus prizes and discounts from the Toronto Sun, Mark's Work Warehouse, The Source by Circuit City, Itau Florist, Good Life Fitness, and more. In fact, I am hopelessly lost in here. Does it send help?
Country Styles Turn Up a Winner. It's going to be a good day. At participating locations, see in-store for details.
You've been waiting for it, the Pollux Carpet 33rd Anniversary Sale. You've made Pollux the preferred destination for beautiful, high-quality flooring. And to say thank you, Pollux is offering an additional 33% off their already low wholesale prices on all in-stock area rugs and runners, all styles, all sizes. 1% for every year you've kept them in business. Don't miss the Pollux Carpet Market 33rd Anniversary Sale. Hurry, sale ends February 29th. On Roncesvalles, south of Bloor and Dundas, and they're open 7 days a week.
Well done, young Skywalker.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. You may be spending the day indoors on Family Day if this freezing rain continues, and bundling up with the family in front of the TV to watch a movie like Star Wars. However, if you did not set up your home theater properly, you may not be getting the most out of your investment. Thanks, Dwayne. Great stuff there. So we are chatting with Jordan Levy from Computer and Electronic Toy Store about setting up your high-definition television, or any television, really, as well as speakers. Don't forget, speaking of Star Wars, George Lucas once said that audio is half of the movie experience. So don't forget to invest in a surround sound system instead of just listening to the left and right audio through your TV. Jordan, welcome back to the show. Jordan makes house calls. He will come to your home, give you a free estimate, and do whatever you need to be done with your home theater setup, whether it's mounting a flat panel LCD TV to the wall, setting up speakers, or getting more out of your picture to ensure you're getting high definition quality. After all, you did buy, likely you bought an expensive HD TV. Some people aren't even watching high definition content yet. So we're going to get to all those kinds of questions, give away some prizes. First caller after 12:30 is going to get that Microsoft Habu mouse, a high-end gaming mouse. And the last caller is going to win the Natural Ergonomic Keyboard 4000 from Microsoft. Very comfortable keyboard with lots of bells and whistles. And that works with both Windows and Mac PCs. Give us a call with your home theater questions. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or start 8255 on your cell phone. Why don't we jump back into the lines? We'll start with Gary in Scarborough. Hey, Gary.
Hi there.
Hi there, Gary. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me on your show. I just switched from a Sony amplifier to a Yamaha amplifier, and when I've got it on the, you hit the button and it goes blue, you see the blue thing on it?
Oh yeah, so for surround sound.
Yeah, for surround sound.
Mm-hmm.
On the Sony, it was fantastic. But with the Yamaha, all you hear is the front.
Yeah, it's probably not set up. It's probably not set up properly, Gary, because Yamaha makes great amplifiers. So, Jordan, maybe you can explain what an audio video receiver is, which usually has the amplifier, and what give some tips to Gary on ensuring that it was set up properly.
Okay. Hi, Gary.
Hi.
What a good thing. I mean, they are both very reputable and very good components. It's all a personal preference between the two, but what you have to be very careful of is thinking methodically or just logically as far as the inputs. You have your signal coming in and how you want it to come out. So you have to make sure you haven't put, just say you have two speakers, four speakers coming out of the same channel, like Mark mentioned, where a lot of people are prone to just plug it straight into the TV and they're losing the whole Dolby sound.
So it's probably in the cabling, unless there's something wrong with the receiver. And by the way, an audio video receiver is this little box that usually has a radio in it and a lot of buttons in the back, a lot of inputs in the back. And what you do is you connect your, it goes from your cable or satellite box into this receiver, and you connect your DVD player. It's kind of the hub of your home theater. And this is what distributes the sound to all those speakers that you connect as well. Just for those who aren't sure what an AV or audio video receiver is, it's the hub or brain of your home theater. And without that, you can't get surround sound.
No, what I'm referring to is, as far as I call it, a blue light, right?
Well,
that's the pure direct.
Okay.
Signal.
Oh, I see. Okay. So with my Sony receiver, the blue light in the front means that the DTS or Dolby Digital is on, right?
Same thing.
Right. Okay. So
all the speakers are hooked up.
You're sure that all the speakers are hooked up properly?
Oh yeah, all seven
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got them.
Seven of them.
Okay, so he has a 6.1 surround sound
7.
System.
7.1, but who's counting?
Okay, all right.
What you may
so there's eight speakers.
What you may want to check, Gary, is simply go into the menu on it.
That's right.
Just check that all the speakers are on, too. Sometimes people, when adjusting the fading and the settings per speaker, sometimes people make the sub a mm-hmm. little louder or whatever.
It's probably something you hit on the settings. There's a way to refer to the default setting just to start again. So
like
maybe
I have an old Yamaha in my basement, and it has like channel A, channel B, and then mm-hmm. you can actually hit both of them, and that's when I get my Dolby out of it.
Right. So it just requires a little bit of finagling. And he can email us. You can email us, by the way, techtalk@cfrb.com if you have any questions to follow up on. We do have to take another short break. When we return, we're going to get to a lot more calls, I promise you, and answer your questions about setting up your home theater. We'll also talk a bit about Jordan's company and what he can do for you and for how much, which we haven't gotten to yet. But it is 12:27. We've got to take a short break. We'll return shortly. Stick with us.
The sound bed bugs fear most. No, it's not a zipper. It's AllerZip by Protect-A-Bed, the ultimate bed bug barrier. AllerZip encases your mattress, trapping bed bugs, dust mites, and allergens for life. To you, it means another worry-free night of cool, comfortable sleep on AllerZip's breathable, waterproof, terry cotton surface. But really, it means revenge. Say goodnight, bed bugs. For a cleaner, healthier sleep, choose AllerZip by Protect-A-Bed. Available at Deblin's and other fine linen stores.
And before we try to do another newscast, has everybody been to the Sleep Country year-end clearance sale?
Oh, I'm sleeping like a baby in my new bed.
That's right. You got that Simmons Queen set with memory foam for just $732.
I'm so glad I got there before the sale ends Tuesday.
People, now can we do a newscast?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Kathy, who has some breaking news. Kathy?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis. I didn't realize Sleep Country's year-end clearance sale was over Tuesday. I'll just do my story from there while I get a new mattress.
Oh, I give up.
The big news is that Sleep Country's year-end clearance sale ends Tuesday. This is your final chance to save on last year's models, discontinued beds, floor models, demonstrators, and more. Clearance prices on selected Simmons, Sealy, and Serta. But hurry, Sleep Country's year-end clearance sale ends Tuesday night at 9. Sleep Country. Better sleep starts here.
Ask for full details about Sleep Country's free financing at any Sleep Country location, including Steeles, just west of Dufferin, in the same plaza as the Home Depot.
The funny thing about the world's greatest home lottery is sometimes it's about getting away from home. The Princess Margaret Hospital Home Lottery has planned your escape to the world's greatest destinations. Riding the rails, soaking up the sun, discovering the wonders of Europe or Africa. These once-in-a-lifetime escapes are just a small taste of what you can win in the Princess Margaret Hospital Home Lottery. Call for your tickets now. 416-650-7888. Lottery license P070924.
It's 12:29. Let's visit with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center.
And if you're eastbound on the 401 approaching Yonge Street in the collectors, all collector lanes blocked off with emergency vehicles. They're still salting the roadway following an earlier collision. The backup is from Dufferin in the collectors. Your best bet, stay with those express lanes. You'll make your way much quickly through there. Westbound on the 401 approaching Trafalgar, we do have a collision. It's affecting the right lane. West of Cambridge, a stalled vehicle looks like it's blocking the right lane there. We do have reports of a collision on the westbound side of the 407 approaching Yonge, a vehicle rollover blocking the right lane. On the eastbound QEW, the off-ramp to Cawthorne was blocked off because of an earlier collision. You're going to find a collision as well. Westbound 403 approaching Winston Churchill. It's in the HOV lane. In town, Markham Road is closed south of Ellesmere, both directions for collision investigation. And we have construction northbound on University. All lanes closed between Queen and Dundas. CFRB traffic for Northwest Lexus. Go Northwest for up to $9,000 on the 2007 GS350 or receive the lowest rates of the year. 407 and Airport Road. Go Northwest today. I'm Jennifer Crook, Skywatch Traffic.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
You spent weeks researching which television technology to invest in. Flat panel LCD, plasma, or rear projection. And an even longer time looking for the right price by scouring the store specials and checking websites. websites and flyers. Finally, you buy your dream HD TV, bring it home, plug it in, and sit back to bask in its magnificence. But somehow, the picture doesn't quite look, it doesn't look quite as good as you had anticipated. Why does the baseball game look better on the same TV at your electronics store or at your neighbor's house across the street? Chances are there's nothing wrong with your set. You just need a little help setting it all up for optimum performance. So this is what we're talking about today with my guest, Jordan Levy from Computer and Electronic Toy Store. Setting up your surround sound system and your TV to look as good as it can, as look as good as it can be, as well as sound as good as it can be. So, Jordan, again, thanks for joining us. Jordan, you can go to concreteideas.ca to read about Jordan's services. He can come to your home, not only fix your PC, but also set up your TV. Jordan, can you give us an idea of the pricing involved? So, if so, you mentioned earlier there's a free estimate. So as long as you're in the GTA area, you'll go to the customer or potential customer, and you'll hear what their issues are. You'll talk about it on the phone, assess the amount of work involved, and then how much roughly are we looking at?
Well, to set up a TV roughly, it all comes into play with the how many wires, the type of walls, things like that. So it's not really in the cabling or items like that. It's the placement of the TV. There is different heights that people prefer, how many speakers you want set up. Mm-hmm. Do you want it dropped into a box for your components? You know, when you're going through this whole effort of getting the TV and getting it up, you want it done right so it's nice and clean, of course.
Right. You don't want that spaghetti of wires. Exactly. All around there.
But typically, you could allow roughly about $200 to get it all set up, done nicely, neat, everything tucked away so you don't see anything. And with that, also try to give you an understanding and set up your components for you mm-hmm. so the sound does sound good and the picture is crisp. And
do you program people's universal remote?
I do my best. I have to admit, there's so many that come out nowadays, tough to keep up on them. People keep saying, here's my $1,000 this, and you're going, you can set the lights with the thing, too.
But if you spent $3,000 on a TV, $600-$700 on a good receiver, and, you know, $400 or $500 on speakers, a couple $100 to have it set up professionally so it looks great and the surround sound is working and you've mounted it to your wall, it's worth it, a couple $100 to hire someone like you. Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to concreteideas.ca or call Jordan at 416-832-0835 for a free quote. But let's go back to the lines, give away our first prize. Again, if you want to ask questions about setting up your home theater, please do call 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. Perhaps you want to do it yourself instead of hire a pro. So I'm sure you've got lots of questions on setting it all up. Jordan will be with me till 1 p.m. to answer your questions. Let's go to John on the 401, who is the winner of the Microsoft Habu Gaming Mouse. Congratulations.
Hi. Like to ask, I'm in a condo, and
right.
unfortunately, as is many condos, the cable outlet is on the wrong side. Is there any way to set the thing up so that I can bring my cable input across the room without running wires all over the place?
Well, John, one solution is to just properly fish the wire around the room. I mean, if you don't want to hire someone like myself to do it, you can go through the baseboards. That is a easier way of going through the walls. You pop off your baseboards, follow it around the room.
Concrete walls.
Concrete walls will still have a wooden baseboard and usually a little bit of a breather, usually a couple inches at the bottom.
But if not, what about going wireless, Jordan?
Well, if he wants to bring the signal across, it's tough to get the signal for the cable across.
Mm-hmm.
There are some units that do it, but I'm not that familiar with it. Speakers and things like that, there are lots of packages now with receivers that mm-hmm. will have. Mark and I were just talking, like Sony has packages. You can get two beautiful things on stands that are just attractive.
Right, and those are the rear speakers typically that are wireless, and then the front three, which is your center channel that usually sits above or below your TV, and then right. the left and right front speakers, those are wired.
Right.
But there's a lot of speaker solutions now with the rears being wireless.
Right.
Okay. But that's not going to really help, John, so, you know, but you're saying that even with concrete walls, there should be an area closer to the floor where you can get in there and fish
right.
some cables.
And there's also, I mean, you can get modern day some very nice looking conduits that can run along your trim as well, and that way you don't have ugly wires, but you can get it matched to your trim and your baseboard and molding. So if that is the worst solution, you can do it and it will be pretty.
Okay. Thanks, Jill, for telling me that. So we have to, we're going to give away the prize to the next caller because John has already won a prize recently. So, you know, because of this News Talk 1010 rules, we're going to give it away to the next caller. So we are going to give away. So thanks, anyways, John, for calling in. That's a great question, and we hope we helped you out a bit. But we are going to give away the prize to Dan in Mississauga. Dan, you're the winner of the Microsoft Habu mouse.
Oh, fabulous.
There you go, by default. Before we go to your question, Dan, just because we were talking with John about condos, I wanted to give a plug to a company that I know of that I want to bring them on Tech Talk in the near future to talk about it. But if you live in a condo, there's this really cool technology called Spin Screen 360. Basically, this is a way of getting one TV in two rooms. What they do is that they professionally cut this space into a wall, say backing onto a kitchen, and the other side is, say, your family room, living room. And what you can do is you can do it with the TV you already own if it's a flat panel LCD, or they will sell it for you with it and package it together. But basically, it's on a swivel, so you can watch TV in your, say, family room, and then when you want to, say, cook dinner, you can spin it around manually and then watch TV in the kitchen. It's pretty cool technology. You can learn more about it at spinscreen360.com. It's ideal for places like condos where you can get, you know, essentially two TVs in, you know, one TV in two rooms. So it's a great idea. Spinscreen360 if you want to learn more about that. So, Dan, do you have a question about setting up a home theater? Oh, did we lose Dan? Okay. I think we lost Dan. Okay, so let's go to he's back. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. We found you. Congratulations, you won the mouse.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a question, sir?
Yes, my question is concerning hooking up my computer to my HD television.
Yeah, it's a popular trend now.
Now, my computer has two VGA ports on it going out to, well...
to a monitor, typically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the high definition television accepts a VGA. Now, I bought a 40-foot VGA cable, and I hooked it all up, buried the cable through the walls, and I'm getting this interference across the screen.
Jordan, have you heard of this?
The interference may actually be, depending on your operating system, funny that I do computers too, you have the toggle where you can do the split screen.
Yes.
So if it's something like an ATI or an NVIDIA, what you'd want to do is just make sure that the video card is properly mounted and
download the latest drivers.
Yeah,
for sure, from the website.
A firmware update or something like that, and that usually, as long as the cable is not going across any power supplies, power bars, sometimes they can be finicky where they pick up the interference.
And also, and on that note, Dan, thanks for the call, by the way. I'm just going to put you on hold so you can pick up your prize. Jordan, people ask me often, because I write articles about cables and stereo systems and all that, is it worth it to buy more expensive cables because they offer better shielding often, so it's thicker surrounding the wire itself inside, so it can reduce the amount of interference with other electrical things that you have going on. Could that be his problem as well, is that this 40-foot cable might be a cheapo cable, and he's getting some interference?
It could be. A lot of the cables, too, like, there's a huge markup in these cables. So we were talking about it earlier. There's actually some bundles that some companies put out which may encompass your digital signal, your sound. You know,
so a bunch of different wires in a box.
Yeah, but it's actually a good package because value-wise, they're under $100. They're usually around $60 to $80, but they've got everything. So you could hook up a DVD, your converter, or your high-def box, your Dolby sound for your receiver. And I think it's smart because people walk in and they're kind of blind to it. As you say, they spend so much money on it. They walk in and someone goes, well, you need this $100 cable.
Yeah, of course.
Not to say it's not a good cable.
No, it's true, but I've overheard salespersons at these big box stores selling people $150, $200 cables, and I feel like I want to interrupt and say, well, wait a minute here.
Do you really need it?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad you brought that up, because after this next break, we're going to actually give you a couple of tips on getting more out of your HD TV signal in terms of clarity, some things that you may not know that you need in order to get true HD, even though if you bought an HD TV. Well, we're going to take that, and then we're going to go to the callers and, of course, give away that high-end keyboard to the last caller before 1 p.m. But it is 12:40 right now. We're going to take a short break, and check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center.
And if you're eastbound on the 401 approaching Yonge Street in the collector lanes, looks like we still have emergency crews blocking those lanes, salting the roadway. It's a little bit slow still from Dufferin in the collector lanes. You're going to find westbound 401 approaching Trafalgar. We still have a collision. It's in the right lane west of Cambridge. A stalled tractor trailer is blocking the right lane. Some delays as a result of that. We also have problems on the westbound 407 approaching Yonge in the right lane. A vehicle has flipped over. It's on its roof. Emergency crews are now on the scene there. On the eastbound QBW, the off-ramp to Cawthra had an earlier collision. Looks like it's still affecting the right lane. The ramp, off-ramp at Cawthra, very icy, so keep that in mind. In fact, we do have icy conditions on the QBW this afternoon, so slow down out there. Westbound 403 approaching Winston Churchill in the HOV lane. A collision is there. It looks like police are on the scene. In town, Markham Road is closed south of Ellesmere, both directions for an ongoing collision investigation. And we have construction northbound on University is closed between Queen and Dundas. I'm Jennifer Crook, Skywatch Traffic.
Tonight on the Kevin Fox Show.
Is it me, or am I the only one that's noticed that Larry King has gone completely senile? I mean, what is CNN waiting for? Him to show up in just suspenders?
The Kevin Fox Show. Tonight, 9 till 10, on Toronto's Place to Talk. CFRB.com, Rogers Digital Channel 960, and News Talk 1010 CFRB.
The people of Zancor Homes would like to congratulate and thank everyone who recently purchased a home in Phase 1 of the Village of Pine River in Angus. Phase 1 sold out, and Zancor is pleased to announce the opening of Phase 2. Zancor Homes invites you to register for Phase 2 online at ZancorHomes.com. Act now. Register early to get the best prices, lots, and bonus packages. Phase 1 sold out quickly. Don't be disappointed. Phase 2 features executive townhomes and detached homes on 30, 50, and 60-foot lots, starting from $179,990. The Village of Pine River offers a complete storybook community with a winding river, protected green space, trees, nearby schools, and shopping. Everything to make this a wonderful place for your family. Close to the 400 and the new Barrie GO station, the Village of Pine River is an exceptional community at an exceptional price. Register online now at ZancorHomes.com or call 1-888-738-7011.
News Talk 1010 CFRB.
An Astral Media radio station. Astral Media. Entertainment for your world.
Like to do your own investing? Then stay right here, because at RBC Direct Investing, you can trade from as low as $6.95, get the latest research and tools, and be in to win $25,000. So why would you do your direct investing way over here when you can do it all under one roof at RBC? Just visit us online for details. Terms and conditions apply. For complete contest details, visit rbcdirectinvesting.com/roof. Member CIPF.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB, brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCam. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web camera. And you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. So chatting over the internet for free with family and friends is something you might do tomorrow on Family Day, but you also may want to curl up with a great movie on DVD or Blu-ray and spend some time with your family, enjoying time inside if it's freezing rain. Hopefully it's not. You can spend some time outdoors. But that was my segue, a poorly done one, back into our theme again, which is setting up your home theater. We're joined by Jordan Levy from the Computer and Electronic Toy Store. Welcome back to the show, Jordan.
Thank you.
If we're giving a lot of tips throughout this hour on setting up your home theater, optimizing your video performance, setting up surround sound systems, even how to mount your plasma TV to the wall. But if you need a pro to do it for you, Jordan has this company. You can go to concreteideas.ca. He will make a house call, give you a free estimate, and he even works nights and weekends if that's easier for you in your schedule. If you'd like to call Jordan to tell him what your issue is, and he can give you a rough idea of how much it might cost, 416-832-0835. Again, Jordan's phone number is 416-832-0835. Or you can go to concreteideas.ca to send Jordan an email. And again, if so long as you're in the GTA, he will come to your home and set up your home theater for you to give you that movie theater-like experience. But if you've got simple questions or even tough ones, give us a call. We're here still till 1-416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB or star 8255 on your cell phone. Don't forget, the last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win the Microsoft Natural Ergonomic Keyboard 4000. This is a high-end keyboard for both Windows and Mac computers with lots of really cool bells and whistles on it, including the ability to press one button and access your mail, one button for web search. You can even play your music through this thing and control it all on the keyboard. Very cool stuff. And it's designed to reduce strain on your wrists. So good stuff. Let's hear from you. And we'll start with Bob in Burlington, who I believe I hung up on by accident earlier. Hi, Bob. Thanks for calling back.
Hi, I'm calling about rear speakers that are wireless. I have a Panasonic plasma TV and a Panasonic surround sound.
Mm-hmm.
And the wireless speakers have a nice black box with them with a receiver. And I do have wires that were installed in the walls, and I'd like to know if there's any way that I could actually turn those into wired speakers since the wires are there.
Yes. A lot of times what will happen is, are these on a stand or are they like a wall mount?
They're a wall mount.
Okay, because what generally will happen is they have a plate for them. I don't know how technical you are or not, but they'll have a plate which does have, it's almost like an override where they could be hardwired and want to either take off that back plate and drill a very fine hole just to bring two wires into it, but you can do the hardwiring for sure to it because the idea is that it's still a speaker.
right. And in some cases, you might actually be able to easily just connect wires to it.
Right.
If that's
sometimes
what,
some components will have the option of both.
Right. Let's talk about speakers for a second, Jordan, before we go to back to the lines. We've heard a lot of people have heard the term 5.1 surround sound or 6.1 or 7.1. Basically, why don't we talk about where to set up those speakers around, what you need to do it, and then we'll also talk about video as well, setting up, optimizing your picture quality so you're really getting HD. Because a lot of people think they're getting high definition, but they're not. So let's start with audio. 5.1, five speakers that go around your, say, family room, and that 0.1, as we said earlier, is that subwoofer that goes on the floor, delivers the low-end bass. Where do you set up the other five?
The other five, typically people will do, it's a couple in front to the left and the right of the TV, a center channel, and then one to each side of your couch. That's your typical setup for a 5.1. For the 7.1, people will have a little bit more fun. Whereas they may take those extra two and put them halfway up the side walls.
Right, or put them right in the center of the back of the room, which is, they're supposed to be center rear channels, right?
Center rears. I've also seen, I've also done for people where we've mounted them in the ceiling.
Oh, cool. And so just like a movie theater, when a movie comes out on DVD or on Blu-ray or HD DVD, it's split into different audio channels. So something different is coming out of each speaker. So unlike stereo, like on a regular TV show, which is only left and right audio, now we're talking about six different dedicated channels, each with something different coming out of it. The center channel, which sits just below or above your TV, is where about 80% of the movie's dialogue comes from. So that's a really important one. Often it's a little bit bigger as well compared to the other four speakers that usually, unless they're, tall speakers.
Right. I mean, I have to admit, honestly, I do setups for people, Mark, and when I'm setting up some of these systems, when you're sitting there and you can hear like one voice out of one speaker, a car out of another speaker, once you've experienced it,
it's hard
just,
to go back.
You're floored.
Yeah, because it immerses you. It immerses you inside.
Almost like you hear someone in another room, and no, it's part of the movie.
Yeah. I remember one of the first DVDs I ever saw was Gladiator, and I remember like looking over my shoulder to see if there was a gladiator behind me because it was so immersive. Let's go to Carol in Welland about setting up an HD TV, the picture quality this time. Hi, Carol.
Hi, I'm calling from Welland. Is there any place I can get? Like right now, I don't get all the channels with high definition. They said you need a high definition receiver. Is that correct?
It's recommended. I mean, if your cable company does not have a subscription or offer the service, don't forget you can still get high definition through movies and and or something like Bell Express View, where it's a satellite signal and doesn't matter if you're in Welland or suburbs of a major city.
I'll tell you what, Carol, I'm going to have to go to this short break, but when we return, Jordan and I promise, are going to start talking about what you need to get HD, and we will clear this up for you about the receiver question, aside from getting free over-the-air HD. But we got to take a short break, but keep your radio tuned to 1010, because I want to tell you after the break what you can do. But it is 1250, so we got to take a few minutes off. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
Win the new Chevrolet 2008 Malibu Hybrid from News Talk 1010, Car Guide Magazine, and Great Power at the Canadian International Auto Show. Get all the details at CFRB.com.
I'm talking to Emma Pepper, another Coffee Time Flip to Win instant winner. Emma.
Yes?
You bought your usual Coffee Time coffee.
Yes.
And flipped to win $1,000 cash.
Yes.
And that's when you jumped up on the counter and did the mashed potato before falling and breaking your hip.
Yes.
While flipping to win thousands of dollars in instant cash and prizes can be overwhelming, Coffee Time reminds you to please contain your excitement.
Woo-hoo.
Flip to win at Coffee Time. Coffee Time is anytime.
Cottage Country is coming to Markham at the Go Green Cottage Fest Show. You don't have to own a cottage to enjoy Cottage Fest. Go for the chainsaw log carving, Muskoka Wildlife Free Bear Seminars, Cottage Builders and Real Estate, and EHL's Planning to Build a Cottage presentation. Enjoy live music, great food, and a relaxed cottage atmosphere at the Go Green Cottage Fest Show. Today only at the Markham Fairground, McCowan Road, north of Major Mackenzie. Free parking.
Free admission pass at cottagefest.com.
Are you ready for your excitement to begin? March 25th to 30th, combining rock classics, ballads, and classical tenor repertoire. Australia's The Ten Tenors take the stage live at Casinorama. For ticket information, visit the Casinorama box office or any Ticketmaster location. The Ten Tenors live, March 25th to 30th at Casinorama. This is where your excitement begins.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or Star Talk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're joined by Jordan Levy from the Computer and Electronic Toy Store to talk about how to best set up your new HD TV. Welcome back to the show, Jordan.
Thank you.
Before we go to the lines, and don't forget the last caller is going to win that really cool keyboard from Microsoft. Before we go back to the lines, Jordan, let's cover what you need exactly to see high definition. So high definition is basically a lot more clarity than you're used to with standard definition. You went out and you buy an HD TV, bring it home, plug it into the wall, but you're not getting HD TV yet. You need basically to do three things in order to see the difference. So one of them, I guess, would be is if unless you do
receiver.
Get what's that?
A proper receiver.
Well, that's the audio. We'll cover.
No, I meant like HD TV box.
I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. That's number one. A receiver is that box, that set-top box that you can buy or rent from, say, Bell or Rogers, and you have to upgrade your standard definition one, right, to high def.
Yeah. Okay. And even nowadays, a lot of them will offer you, here's 3 months free because they're trying to get you into the subscription of it. And that's, you really will see the difference. I was saying to Mark very quickly that some companies may offer not only in the guide, it'll say high def, but they may have just say, hypothetically,
on the TV guide, on the screen,
24
you mean?
Or okay. 24.1 would be the high def version of it. And you
right.
can toggle and see it.
There is no shortage of high definition channels now, which is the second thing you need. So, number one, you have to upgrade your receiver, your box that you get from Rogers or Bell or
to get your signal.
Whoever. Right.
Exactly.
The second thing you need to do is pay a little bit extra per month, a couple extra dollars per month for access to the high definition channels. That's number two, because you can watch regular standard definition shows on your HD TV, but in order to get the most out of it, you want to start watching high definition channels.
Right.
So that's number two. Number three are proper cables. If you are connecting your receiver box to your TV with those old RCA cables, the red, yellow, and white for, left and right audio is white and red, and the yellow for video, that's not high definition. You need... What cables do you need, Jordan, in order to get high-definition quality?
Well, they've actually got some RCA, funny enough, with the blue and the green. And
the component.
The component ones.
They look the same shape.
There's a lot of cables from HDMI to the DVIs, the S-Videos. So
S-Video can do high-def? I didn't know that. I know that HDMI is the preferred one. Because that handles both audio and video in one cable.
Right. It's also neater because it's one cable delivering the multiple signal.
Okay, speaking of signals and cables, our last caller and winner of the Microsoft Natural Ergonomic Keyboard 4000 is Tony from Markham. Congratulations, Tony.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Do you have a quick question?
I do have a very quick question, but you know what? I changed my mind because, you know, this gentleman has come on a day like today into the studio, and I'm going to get him to come to my house.
Okay,
set
great.
Up everything for me.
Great. I think that's a smart thing to do if you
because
want.
Because he might resolve one problem for me, and yeah. I might have another problem or another question.
I hear you.
So I have Jordan's phone number that I marked down.
Okay, great.
And I do have a 70-inch Sony HDV 1080 pixels or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, if you want to walk Jordan through on the phone what you want him to do, he can give you a rough estimate and set up an appointment nights and weekends as well. Concrete Ideas. Jordan Levy, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And coming up next is Christina Chernesky. Hi there.
I need Jordan. These computers are like our curses, aren't they?
I hear you. And setting up your TV can be equally as challenging.
Well, it can. It absolutely can. Mm. And that's, you know, I think I've got mine set up, but then, you know, you kind of get pressured. Yeah. It's like, well, am I missing something? Should I use this cable? Anyway, we'll leave that aside and we'll take a. Stephen LeDrew was talking a little bit about the U.S. election, and we're going to take another look at it through a different set of eyes. And there's been a lot of criticism lately about what some of the candidates are wearing. And so, is an image consultant. She's going to join us in studio. We'll talk about whether or not dress matters. Also today, what are we doing? The language police are back at it in Quebec. This time they're hitting up an Irish bar. Oh, geez. Why is everybody griping about Family Day tomorrow? I don't get it. Everybody's complaining.
I have to work, so I've got lots of complaints, but that's all right.
I mean, everybody's complaining. Can we just enjoy the day? And also, vegetarians and non-vegetarians, can they really be in a relationship? A little bit of Valentine's Day hangover. There we go.
And I can relate to that because I'm married to a vegetarian. And
you
I'm
are?
Quite the carnivore.
Really? Can you, like, can you share plates, forks, utensils?
She's okay like that. Yeah, she's okay. She doesn't, she'll cut even chicken for my kids. It's all good.
Okay, but we'll find out.
All right, well, I'm going to listen to your show because maybe I need some advice.
Maybe.
All right. Thank you, Christina. And thanks for everybody listening to Tech Talk. Dwayne Bishop and Jill Malbouf, thanks. Great job, guys. Stay tuned for Christina Chernesky coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Imagine holding a 5-pound bowling ball. Now, imagine what 5 pounds of dust looks like. That's what could be inside your furnace ducts. 5 pounds of dust, mold, pet hair, and other allergens waiting to be inhaled by your family. But duct cleaning by Direct Energy can rid your home of allergens and debris for better airflow and air quality. And payments can go on your gas bill in easy monthly installments. For a limited time, save $75 on your duct cleaning and breathe easy. Visit directenergy.com to schedule an appointment today.
You know, I had a problem tenant. He never paid rent, let his buddies move in, and was abusive to me and my good tenants. When I tried to evict, the laws were on his side. I needed help and found it with Landlord Source Center. They helped me evict, recover unpaid rent, screen new tenants, and ensure my rent always arrives on time. Got a problem, tenant? Need to check out a tenant? Call Landlord Source Center.
Call 1-800-427-5973. 1-800-427-5973. Or visit landlordsinfo.com.
Drive the easy way, Humberview Chevrolet.
I'm Bob DeFleece, General Manager of Humberview Chevrolet. People ask me how we got to be one of GM's top volume dealers. I tell them it's because of our people. People who work to give you no less than their best for your hard-earned money. Come feel the difference and let us earn your business.
Thank you for making Humberview Chevrolet one of GM's top 5 volume dealers in Canada. Humberview Chevrolet on Bloor West near Islington. Connect with a car at humberview.com.
You know those companies that call you at home when you're having dinner to sell windows and doors?
Pollard Windows isn't one of them.
Pollard Windows do sell Energy Star qualified windows and doors. They just don't believe in bugging you at home.
They believe in products they manufacture themselves, the skill of their installers, and quality you can count on for years to come.
So call the company that won't be calling you. 1-800-585-5561.
Pollard Windows. Proudly.